Coming up on this episode of Emulate This, the name that video game Toon Game is back. This time, Death Cries are on the board. Then later, we'll turn our attention to the oddball of Mario games, Super Mario Bros. 2. And Rory will tell us why he thinks it is the best Mario game to ever come out of Japan. All right, let's start the show.
Press start.
Guys,
not much.
Hola,
hola, huh? Eric,
hola.
How's it going?
Fucking fantastic, Ry.
Mike, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Rory, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
All right, awesome, awesome. So,
let's make a baby.
Yeah, let's do that.
Do it.
Let's make a baby.
Let's do it.
Now with each other.
You guys doing anything fun this weekend?
Nah, man, I had to work today.
This was the week from fucking hell.
Really?
Do tell.
This weekend.
Oh, this weekend?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the week. You can talk
about
it. The
weekend was good. We ordered a fucking thing online, a TV stand, and they sent me the wrong part.
Oh,
it was a nightmare trying to... So I've been out of gaming for a little bit because I had to take all my shit down.
You had to work on a TV stand, yeah.
Yeah. Over one fucking part.
Uh-huh.
I called the people. I said, can I have the part? They said, no.
We got to get it from China.
Why?
Yeah.
Just send me the part.
They're like, you need to come in here and see us.
Okay. That was my week.
I'm an eighth month old, so I don't have fun or activity.
It's always interesting.
It's basically farming.
It's dark and miserable.
Yeah, I'm raising a small mammal, so that's my weekends.
That's kind of true.
True.
Anybody watch the Masters?
Sergio won.
Yes, Sergio won. Finally, huh?
Finally won a Masters.
Man, after like, what, 20 years?
Yeah, he's a choke artist, man. He always chokes. I couldn't believe he didn't choke.
He was coming close, man.
Mm-hmm.
He tried. He kept it together.
He tried.
Usually doesn't.
I always root against him after the racist shit he said about Tiger Woods.
So, yeah, he won. I was rooting for Justin Rose at the end, but...
Yeah, me too.
And Ricky and Jordan Spieth, they just totally shit the bed. It was such a great pairing.
I like
two.
Ricky. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was rooting for Ricky.
I was, too.
He's never won a major, has he?
No.
No.
No. I don't know if they were nervous. It was like something.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? But they just didn't play well. They didn't play well.
It's the final round.
Yeah. So, all right, guys, what do you say? We get to the Odyssey.
Oh, well.
Well, Eric has.
We got something going on.
I made an oops on the last episode. Okay. I had said that.
You coming clean?
Got to come clean. Got to keep it real.
Should have pulled out. Sure.
I had said that Mass Effect Andromeda was running on the Unreal Engine, which is untrue. Because the first three games ran on the Unreal Engine, but now Mass Effect Andromeda runs on the Frostbite engine.
Okay.
So
you son of a bitch.
Yeah, I fucked up.
You motherfucker.
Fire me. I'm fired. I'm fucking fired. You know what? I quit. Fuck you guys.
Oh, all right.
Well, I'll see you later. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Damn.
It was fun.
Just when I thought you couldn't.
Not much
do
wrong
it.
Shit.
I guess I'll see you at the next family
should I
function.
See
you
at the picnic. See you at the picnic.
Yeah, I'll see you at the 4th of July picnic.
I'll tell you what. At least the last. No, I'm thinking of Dragon Age. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Dragon
awesome
Age.
Game.
I was gonna say. I was gonna say the last I played Dragon Age Inquisition like a year ago, and it played like absolute shit and crashed all the time. It couldn't like the PS3 could not handle. It was made for the PS4.
Right.
The PS3 port could not handle.
Oh, they ported it to PS3.
Yeah, it could
that's
not handle.
Lousy.
It. Well, I have a
what would you expect?
I have a jailbroken PS3. I don't have a PS4.
Yeah, I know, but it's the game's not even made. It's not even made to run on that.
Well, it clearly wasn't. It crashed all the time.
No.
Like shit.
Just get a PS4. Bro.
Anyway,
seriously.
Sorry.
Okay.
Continue.
All right. I'd like to say something. We got a message from good friend of the show Andrew on Twitter.
The governor.
Yo, what's up?
All right.
Shout out to Andrew.
That's his new name. The governor.
What's up, Andrew?
Andrew is very responsive to the show. We appreciate it very much. He was asking comment on episode 24.
Which
one? I kind of don't remember this, so maybe
what is 24?
Was that the Jackal episode?
Oh, man. I don't know. What were we talking about?
Should have wrote it down.
That
was
the Jackal episode was about, I think Rory did his SNES emulation.
Is that what that was?
I think yeah, this might make sense. So he says, comment on episode 24, 32 gig Pi limit, image Pi 32 gig card to a 64 gig card and boot into it and then expand file systems from options. Whoa. Does that make any sense to you, Rory?
Yes. So I think maybe he's talking about the Pi episode, the Quest for Glory one, when we actually did talk about the Pi. The Pi supports at a maximum currently a 64 gigabyte micro SD card.
Mm-hmm.
And what we all have is the 32 gigabyte, mm-hmm. which comes stock in the Canakit. Again, we're not endorsed by Canakit, although I wish we were because those guys are awesome. Okay. So, like, the kits that you get for the Pi come with the 32 gigabyte. And that's plenty fine with most of our arcade games that you're ever going to play and then all of the traditional consoles. You start running into trouble with CD-based games like Sega CD games.
PlayStation.
PlayStation 1 games, TurboGrafx-16 CD games. So those are really what eat up the space, mm-hmm. per se. And a 64 gigabyte card, which you can use, but again, you'd have to buy that extra.
Uh-huh.
You'd double your space.
Uh-huh.
So you get a lot of space, but the problem is, what am I going to do with the 32 gigabyte micro SD card that I now bought and I can't use?
Does this make any sense? He says, I forgot to mention that you need to force FAT32 on the 64 gig card after you format it using the program EaseUS. Does that make sense?
Well, I don't do that, but yeah, you could.
Okay.
Of course, the Pi only reads FAT32, just like the PlayStation 3, the Xbox, I think it's FAT30. They use FAT32 to stop piracy, is my understanding, because FAT32 cannot accept a file that is greater than 4 gigs.
Mm-hmm.
An individual file within a collection of files or an image. Mm. So, like, FAT32 is not optimal for anything. Everything you do on your computers now is in NFTS, which does not have that limit for 4 gigabytes or under 4 gigabytes.
Gotcha.
So, like, for example, the PS3, sometimes they'll make one file in the Blu-ray image that's, like, more than 4 gigs. Like, the Lego games have one file that's, like, 8 gigabytes. So they think that'll stop me from copying it. But what the PS3 does is actually splits the file into individual 1 gigabyte, eight individual 1 gig files.
Damn.
Getting around that limitation. And then we'll merge it back together on the internal HDD. That's not the Pi, but it's the same concept. So
right.
You have to format everything to...
I play 32. On a cartridge.
In any event.
My cat's breath smells like cat food.
He went on to further say,
okay.
Yeah,
the governor.
In the early episodes... I thought his bent towards emulation was just him being cheap.
Oh! You just burned me, Governor. Are you kidding me?
But I backed you up, Rory. I said, oh, that's awesome. He's cheap as shit, actually. But I did say, and both he did say, he has schooled me, though. So you've been an asset to Andrew on
there
Twitter.
You
so, you know.
Rory's probably got more money than all of us.
There you go.
Put together, and it took him like 10 months to get that microphone.
Yeah, seriously.
We love you. You got the thickest skin of anybody I know, buddy. You really do.
I'm not done with my money. Let's just say that. If I release a rap album, I'm not going to have a posse all of a sudden.
Well, you got gold chains and earrings.
All right. I like comments. Thanks for the comments, Governor.
Yes,
your name is the Governor.
The Governor.
That's right.
That's
awesome. Bring him on.
Thank
bring
you.
On
Governor Andrew.
That's right.
So if we ever refer to the Governor, you know who we're talking about.
Call in. Get an offensive nickname.
All right. Well, it's time for the Odyssey. And let's find out what Rory's been playing.
NBA Jam.
Nice.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Which
how about
one?
That?
Arcade. I'm
arcade.
Playing
okay. All right.
He's eating up. You know who I was?
Uh-uh.
I was the Sixers.
Oh.
Was it Witherspoon?
So
and,
Sean Bradley? With
Sean Bradley?
Yeah.
Oh, awful.
Oh,
awful.
Jesus
awful. Awful, awful, awful.
Who's like the third guy on that? Is Barrows? Is it Dana Barrows? Is Witherspoon?
Man, I don't even remember these guys.
Yeah.
I remember Sean Bradley.
Yeah, man.
I was always the Supersonics.
That was a rough one.
Sean Kemp. I was always the Supersonics.
Yeah, Gary Payton and Sean Kemp.
Back when they were in the
Seattle. Gary Payton did not touch the ball. He passed it to Sean Kemp.
The Knicks were good
could.
In that, too. It was Ewing and Starks. They were really good in that.
Oh, yeah. I don't care for basketball, but I do love NBA Jam.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Yeah, it's great.
Pick up and play, because it's basically a continuation of Arch Rivals, which is for Midway. Again, it's the first game to invent like punching each other on the basketball. There's no fouls. So, like, they invented the beginning of, like, knocking the guy physically out in 2-on-2 basketball.
Right, right.
And NBA Jam is just a continuation of that. I think it's still, at that point, Bally and Williams probably merged, because when you hear like Bally and Midway, they're like, now I think they're the same company.
Yeah.
So
I still play it.
NBA Jam is great.
I play it on Genesis, though. I have it on Genesis.
That's one of your favorite games, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Right? It's fun just to sit down and play.
You know? I love NBA Jam just for like the pick up and play. There's no commitment to anything. Right. You can just jam that shit in between, you know, my animal husbandry duties that I have at home. So, like, it's amazing to just, like, play that game and just, like, pick up, like, all the retired people, like Scottie Pippen or Sean Kemp.
That was the heyday of the NBA. Man.
Seriously.
You go through all those rosters.
Dominique Wilkins. Awesome. I mean, you just name them.
Yeah.
You just fire them off. Like, they're awesome.
The game makes you sweat, too. I mean, when the games come down to like the last 30 seconds. Like,
yeah, the stealing is rough. Yeah,
when you're winning in that game, the game knows, and then everybody's percentages go up in that game.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, like, they start scoring better. They start making ridiculous three-point shots.
Yeah. Every game ends up being close.
They win at the buzzer so many times.
I had, like, three buzzers from, like, more than half court where they made it.
And
I
was
like,
are you kidding me? That's when you stop playing. That's like, oh, I forgot this game is fucking rigged. It's a lot of fun to play, but it's fucking rigged.
He's on fire. What else is interesting is that even if you have money in NBA Jam, every quarter you have to confirm you want to play the next quarter.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Like, they don't just deduct the money that's in the pot. Right. Like, they actually will time you out. Like, I wanted to see if it would let me do it, and it fucking did it.
Really?
Yeah, it stopped my
eye. I
had to do five quarters instead of four.
Holy shit.
To play the whole game again, because I wanted to see if it would just accept the money.
Hmm. These are virtual quarters.
Yeah, of course.
That's right.
I kept putting them into my laptop.
That's right.
So, NBA Jam, great game. Everybody's played it. Everybody knows it. I don't know if we can do a review of NBA Jam other than say, play it. It's fun.
Yeah,
it has no bearing on reality.
It's a classic.
Yeah. So, Eric, how about you?
Well, I finally picked up a PS4.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. And, now is the right time. Now is the time to jump in. I felt like it was priced reasonably, finally.
It's a bundle?
Yeah, I got Uncharted 4 with it. I got Uncharted 4 with it, which is beautiful. I just started. I only just got out of the prison camp or whatever. But so far, it's really beautiful. And it's parkour. You know, it's like Assassin's Creed or Prince of Persia. For anybody who's never played the, you know. And it was reminding me of the conversation we had about new and old games and how they don't make AAA games. They don't make platform games. Well, really, the parkour took the place for AAA games of platform games.
Sure.
You know, for the new generation.
It's platforming, but it's not platforming because you really can't miss the jumps.
Yeah, very easy.
You can, but it's really tough.
It's very hard to fuck it up. But, nothing was really... I picked it up because nothing's really coming exclusive to Xbox or even third party in the coming couple months that I'm really interested in. The only thing I haven't played that I would like to play is Andromeda, but I want them to clean it up a little bit before I get into that. I mean, even though I know it's not on par with the other ones, I'm still going to play it.
It's a new story with new cast.
Yeah.
Whatever they do, it will not be as epic.
I'm still going to play it. Yeah.
Sure. I'll eventually play it.
But I really want to play Bloodborne. I can't wait to play Bloodborne. I'm a Dark Souls fan, and that's, you know, in the same family. Software makes it, and I've been dying to play that. Horizon Zero Dawn, Neo, Nier Automata. I mean, these games, they look badass. I want to play them, so.
Let me ask you something, because you were an original adopter of the Xbox One, the X-Bone.
Correct, day one.
Do you feel that the X-Bone is kind of like...
Stop calling it the X-Bone.
I will not.
That's fanboy shit. Don't do that. You're better X-Bone. Than that. It's the Xbox One.
First of all, I'm not better than that. I'm not better than that.
You're not. Yeah, no, never mind. You're right.
Do you feel that, like, that console is becoming like a Wii U, like a fuck up?
Well, they've only sold half as many. They've sold 26 million units.
But a lot of that is, like, just dumb PR moves. Like, we're going to make do all this DRM crap that you don't want because we're Microsoft. Fuck you.
They fucked up in the beginning.
Oh, they definitely fucked up.
I mean, they fucked up E3 really
bad.
But
I'm just talking about, like, the console games that are coming out and that are exclusive, or just the content that they put out. I feel like the Xbox is, like, really just fucking up left and right, and they don't have anything.
A lot of the things they are exclusive with, to be honest, I am not really into. Like, I know the Forza games are gorgeous and they play amazing, but it's not my thing.
Sure.
Racing games are not my thing.
But
I like
Sony
the Halo
racing thing too.
What's that?
And Sony has their own.
Well,
racing thing.
They had Gran Turismo, but they haven't put one out yet. And you know, they keep promising it's going to come out, and I'm not into that anyway. I picked up an Xbox One when it first came out instead of the PlayStation because all my friends were getting Xbox One.
Did you kiss it?
I did. I made sweet love to it. I do every night. I'll have you know. And in any event, that was the reason. I mean, that's the biggest reason to buy a console. It's like, yo, what are you guys getting? Oh, we're getting the Xbox One. Yeah, right. And the Xbox One online experience is superior to the PlayStation online. Yeah. I mean, the servers are just, they're just way better. They don't lag as much. I had a lot of problems on PS3 where I really hardly ever had a problem on the Xbox 360. So basically, I bought the Xbox One first. But yes, their exclusives, they're really lacking in that department. And I will get a Scorpio the day it comes out. But I am interested to see what they do at E3 this year, because I want to see more exclusives from them. Something original. Right, I'd like to see an RPG from them, a Western RPG. Why haven't they made a Western RPG?
I mean, not profitable enough.
Well,
it's a niche.
Like competing against Red Dead?
Right,
like
something like that, but more along the lines of like a gothic, like a Bloodborne kind of thing, or like this Neo game. I don't know if you've seen or know anything about it, but I'd like to see more from them. I'll still get a Scorpio the day it comes out, but I do think they're lacking more. I think I'm with you there. They're lacking in the exclusive department for sure. Everything else, they do well. So same thing as last generation. I'll play all PlayStation exclusives on PlayStation, and everything else is on Xbox One, third party and online games.
Right.
You find that you hold your breath when you turn on the PS4. You don't want to breathe in the fumes.
I'm not getting it.
It's a fanboy joke. Okay?
I don't get it.
I don't know.
It's all right. It's fine.
Do you want to explain it?
It's a fanboy joke. Like it's dirty. Like you don't want to touch.
It's not dirty. I'm not a fan. I love them both. That's why I just didn't want to buy them both right away. It's a lot of money to invest right away. I wanted to wait. You know what I mean?
Eric looked at me like I fucking knew what we
I'm like, what's he talking about?
I don't know.
What fumes? I'm like, is there something I don't know?
I'm learning about the NES. I don't fucking know about this shit.
Yeah. Anyway, I got the PS4. Excited about that. You'll be hearing a lot about the games I'm playing in the coming weeks.
Well, that'll be cool. Mm-hmm. Get some recent shit.
Yeah, definitely. Mike, how about you?
I've been playing a lot of, Mario Brothers for this upcoming review. So I'll save it for the review, but that's pretty much it. A lot of Mario 2.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
All right, so we'll go to me. All right.
Yeah, but I mean, that's because we'll talk about it when we get there.
Okay, all right. Well,
it's going to get hot and heavy.
Yeah. You know what? This week, I just kind of took it easy and just kind of fucked around with different games. Played a lot of Doom 2. I haven't not played Doom 2 in a long time. No, for PC.
I love this app.
The original for PC.
Wow.
I love that game.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
I love it.
Yeah.
Back in the day when that game was new, Rory and I used to play it all the time.
We used to play
as kids.
Online?
Yeah. No.
Dial-up internet.
No. We played it on the same PC.
Oh,
okay.
He was the directions guy, and I was the gun guy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And we would switch up. So, like, one of us, and we would be using a keyboard.
Okay.
We were young.
We weren't even junior high.
No. So, yeah, one of us would steer the dude, and the other would shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. And we would listen to White Zombie.
We might listen to White. We might even listen
more
to
Spin Doctors.
Yeah.
Who knows? Spin Doctors.
Yeah, we might even listen to Spin Doctors.
Or why? Why would you listen to the fucking Spin Doctors?
Because I have a pocket full of kryptonite. That's
or
why.
The Airhead sound. Well, you know what is? It was BGM. Remember BGM music?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It was just order fucking CDs.
Oh yeah, 10 CDs.
Never pay for
a penny.
For a penny. Man,
you still don't listen to the fucking Spin Doctors.
It was like 1991.
I don't care.
Yeah,
all right.
Great music was coming out in 91.
Yes.
Pearl Jam just inducted to the Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame is kind of bullshit. But anyway,
well,
nonsense.
That's cool that you guys were listening to the fucking Spin Doctors.
We didn't say we were listening to the Spin Doctors.
I'm going to listen to it when I drive home.
Tools.
Yeah.
If you
it was a great stark contrast what was going on the screen.
That was the first game I ever played online over the internet.
Oh,
on
really?
The telephone line. It was the dial-up days, and my mom's like, I gotta get the phone, Eric. And I'm like, I'm gonna win, you know?
Wait, the hell's phone, Mom?
Yeah, what the fuck, man? Hell is on Earth, and you're worried about the fucking phone, you know?
That game actually has four-player co-op.
Oh, no shit.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, it's all through...
We tried doing two-player once.
We did three-player.
Did we? And it... Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah, it did
You
work.
Can do up to four-player. Yeah. You have to do a... There's two applications, EXEs, to start the game. One is for NetPlay,
right,
and one is the regular local one. Okay. So you can. It's fun.
When was this that you tried this? Back in the day?
DOSBox allows
DOSBox.
For
okay.
NetPlay.
Okay.
So you can play this. And this we haven't done it in like 2 years, but you can play, like, for example, Warcraft. Or
Right. Now, but back then, there wasn't four-player. I thought that's what you meant.
It was
okay.
Actual dial-up connections through that time, but now you emulate the TCP and UDP.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's a fun game. Mm-hmm. It's fun just to run around. It's on par.
I don't think
with,
I've ever
like,
tried the second one.
Oh, really? See, that's
yeah, I'm
that's
familiar
the one
with
I'm
the,
f- with.
The
one.
Oh, really?
Are you talking about the second
oh,
season
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
The, oh shit! I was
the second
about the
one.
First
I had that back in the day as a kid. So that was the one.
Yeah, I'm familiar with
the
first one.
Doom, that's one. Yeah, for PC.
I don't think. Yeah, I've never tried it.
It looks similar. I mean, same weapons, right? Pretty much.
Very similar.
Yeah, yeah.
It's tough to play now because you can't look up. It's all on the same plane. Am I right? Am I remembering?
No, you can't
right?
look up because everything is on. Yeah, it's all
right.
It's a flat one plane.
So
yeah. Like
guys
steps
up
and
there,
inclinations
you just shoot.
Are like yes. an optical illusion. Yeah. It's not 3D. The game
right.
is not 3D.
Right.
It'd be tough for me to play now, given that.
It's fun. You can dust it off in between.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In between.
I feel like I remember trying to play it on the emulator. What was it for?
That's
PlayStation? Nice. Or no, it's on the Pi. What do we have? What did you have it for on the Pi?
It was on the PC port section. It comes stock with the... They removed it. Like, version on the Pi, the image is like...
I feel like it was for Genesis or Super Nintendo.
Well, there are ports
yeah, it was for
32X,
Super Nintendo.
They're
terrible.
Awful.
Yeah,
they're awful.
Yeah,
they're awful.
Yeah, it was terrible.
You know what? That's, I think, the port that I'm familiar with is the Super Nintendo. That was the one in the red cartridge or some shit like that?
Yes, it was an odd color.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Wow. I remember that one. Memories. But see, that's the thing. Like, you don't know any better. I didn't... Is it bad?
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, why?
First off, they make the screen smaller because they can't.
I'm such an idiot. Like, I don't even...
Yeah. There's no analog stick whatsoever.
Trying
to turn the thing and you can't really turn. It's awkward to turn with one...
A keyboard is...
Yeah, but
it's easy.
I mean, you play it on
a keyboard. It's the only way to play that original.
Yeah.
Doom,
you need
the
all the buttons are one button. It's like you hit not or two for shotgun.
Right.
I forget what they all are, but it's
you switch,
like
they're all mapped out. Yeah. You switch the guns and the spacebar control. You can't play the ports of Doom and Doom 2 that went to the consoles. That's like comparing like having sex with like having sex through a trash bag. Like it's not the same thing. Like it's so different. Like it's not gonna work. I've never done that.
I've been in that alley, Roy. I've been in that low point in my life.
One of those scented trash bags. One of them.
One of those.
Yeah.
Lemon.
All right, guys. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's move on to the first segment. Name that tune, Death Cry Edition.
Oh boy, we're so good. Kind of explain the.
So what we're gonna do. Like the other ones where we do Name That Tune and Mike plays a song.
Name
this
that
time,
legally distinct video
right,
game.
Right, exactly. Thank you, Rory.
And how successful the last fucking round was.
Oh, we were
Jesus. Oh, we're awful.
I hope you made it a little
we
easier.
We need Excitebike. It's awful.
We're all pathetic.
Right, in my opinion, this is like beyond easy. Like, I
God.
Think...
You know, just... Okay, all right,
so what we're going to do...
Because you said that last time. Not beyond easy.
I didn't.
You said
it was hard.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All right, so what we're going to do, Mike has sound effects queued up, and these are the death cries when a character dies in a video game.
We got nine.
We got nine, okay?
Nine, yeah.
So we usually bid on seconds for the songs. This time we're going to bid on how many times you would like to hear the effect.
Eric started first last time.
All right.
Okay.
So do we want to go Ryan
first?
Yeah,
I'll go first. Yeah,
do Ryan
let's
first.
Do that. All right, I'm going to go three times. We're doing one to three, right?
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah,
sure.
Let's do
one
to three.
Wait,
one to three.
One to five.
We'll do one to five. So you hear one to
five
times.
Yeah, because we did five before.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So you're going three times?
You're going three. Go ahead, Roy.
Yeah, I'll go three.
I will go twice.
I'll go once.
Oh! All right.
I have it.
Wow,
big balls.
No one's pussying out. All right.
Eric did the lowest bid, so Ryan and I will deactivate our headphones so
we
can hear the sound effects, since it'll be very brief.
Are you ready, Eric?
Yeah.
One time.
One time. Here we go.
One time to your mind.
Should be. And that's your one time.
Mm-hmm. I know. I don't get to hear it again.
Nope.
It's not Donkey Kong, is it?
Whoopsie daisy!
Damn.
All right. Am I,
here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go with the
Rory knows it already. I can see it in his eyes.
All right. I'm two. Shoot. Okay. One more time. Is that Donkey Kong Jr.?
Whoopsie daisy!
Motherfucker.
All right. No. You didn't get it?
I did not get it. Three times.
Jinxed you with the Donkey Kong.
I thought that's when the kid falls to his death.
All right, Mike, I'm hearing it three times.
God, it sounds familiar.
Do it again. All right.
One more?
Yeah. What is that? Is it just Donkey Kong?
Oh, man, all you guys said
guess,
Donkey
dude.
Kong.
I said the same thing.
Right, get another.
He could hear me say Donkey Kong, right?
Yeah.
They could hear me, right?
Yeah, we can still hear in the room.
Rory was dead enough.
We're the same room.
I mean, why would he say the same thing as me, though? Pick a different game.
You said Donkey Kong Country.
I said Donkey Kong.
He said Donkey Kong. I said Donkey Kong.
Go ahead, shoot from the hip.
Go ahead, try another
game. All right, I'm going to go. It sounds old. I'm going to go.
It's all NES stuff.
Yeah.
We're gonna be so mean.
Hang on.
You ain't shitting.
Because I know the sound.
This is like an Excite Bike.
When he fucks up, I'm gonna do it. I want another crack before you say it, because I know it now.
I think I know what it is.
What is it?
Fuck. I don't know. I know. Guess but
something.
I don't know.
Just say anything. It's all not right, Zelda. Is it Zelda?
I know what it is.
It's not.
Say something.
Come on.
Anything.
I'm drawing a blank.
Rubber
just,
baby.
Just say a and game.
1 second.
First game that pops in your head.
I just
Bubble Bobble.
is it Bubble Bobble?
No,
it's not.
No.
Bubble Bobble.
Is it Punch Out? It's Punch Out.
Oh,
punch
shit.
Punch Out.
Duh.
It's Punch Out.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, that's when you God. Actually fall down after the...
This is really bad. We may never play this game again.
Oh, my God.
This
I think it's more fun when
game.
We fuck up. There,
I don't
sure.
know. That, all right. That's, all right. Should know.
Ryan,
it's like one of
Ryan,
my favorite games ever. How
yeah.
did I not get that?
Yeah.
Oh, my
but
God.
But here's the thing. Right, if it was the song, the...
Yeah,
you would have got that.
Yeah, okay.
Because usually when you fall and that noise happens, you're usually going, fuck! You don't even hear it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're so angry. That's true.
You know, these were... I gotta be honest, these are pretty tough to come by, like trying to figure out what cries to use.
Yeah.
Cause then eventually I'm thinking of games and I'm like, wait, I don't even know the sound that game makes, and I would have to look it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
So, right. All right, let's keep going. I actually think it gets a little easier.
We just
gotta
warm up. We're just warming up, Mike.
All right,
we're gonna be fine.
All right, here we go. I'm up again.
Yeah, no one won, so go ahead.
All right, I'm going to do three times.
Wait, no, Rory goes.
What?
We're going to do it that way?
Yeah. You move to the left. Right. Pass to the left, don't front.
I will do again
twice. This is Eric's
twice.
Show, apparently.
I'll do
no,
twice.
That's just how you do it.
I will be down for two.
I'll go three.
All right, I'll go one.
Ooh.
Okay, so you guys have to take off your headphones.
So I'm going
to
need. Who's up first?
I'm up first. Eric's got to take off his headphones.
No, you keep your headphones on, Ryan, because you said one, right?
I said two.
Yeah, but if I hear it.
Yeah, but you're going
oh,
first. Yeah.
You said one?
Yeah, one.
I thought you said five. All right. I'm obviously not listening.
Okay.
You ready?
Right. Yep, go ahead.
Here we go.
Ninja Gaiden.
Damn.
You're damn right. It's one of my favorites.
Wow. Let me hear the sound effect,
of all time.
Please.
Play the effect again, will you, for the people?
Oh, I've heard that many.
Yeah, I could have gotten that.
Oh, it's one of the worst sounds.
Burning my head.
And it's so long.
It is.
Yeah.
You know?
It's awful.
Yeah, it just rubs it in.
Screen flashes.
Yeah.
God damn it. I love that game, but
it
I
is.
Hate that game.
That's like Castlevania 3 for me.
Yeah.
You know, like those games, like I want to play it, I enjoy it, but then in the middle of those games, you're right. You're just like,
dude,
fuck this game.
I act like I'm like 10 when I play that game.
Yeah.
I punch the floor.
Dude,
I get
yeah.
me that angry.
Wow.
Yeah.
I squeeze the controller. Dude, yeah.
Holy shit.
We got to do a Ninja Gaiden review.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's coming. Ninja games are coming.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
So Rory goes.
All right, so I'm the first bid. I will do...
No, I'm the first.
Eric's the first.
I know I sound like an asshole.
Point.
You make me
Oh, you're right,
this.
You're right,
you
you're
make
right.
Me, you make me this way, Mike.
Well, you know,
I don't want to go crazy, but you make me this
What's happening here? What is happening?
I'm going to guess two times.
All right, am I up? Oh, Roy, what did you say?
You didn't say anything.
All right, I'm going to go.
You
go,
made me.
I have a feeling this one's going to be a little tough. I'm going to go four.
Oh.
I'll do three.
All right, so who's up? Rory?
Eric.
All right.
I'm just taking my
Stop messing with my thing, too. Turn me up a little there.
Yeah, right there.
That's fucking loud.
I just take them out,
right? Oh, my God.
Well, you can kind of hear it, though. That's the problem. All right.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not going to cheat.
Oh, Eric.
What are you thinking, Eric? I can read your eyes.
Do you want to? Did you say two?
Well, I did say two.
Okay, you want to go again?
Mm-hmm. That's Mario.
Can you be more specific?
Super Mario Brothers 1?
Whoopsie daisy!
Really?
Uh oh.
What? All right.
Hit it, Brendan.
What?
I get three.
Oh my God.
Make it happen.
I think that's Mario 3.
Fuck.
I only needed one, Eric. I only needed one!
Well, fuck you, Rory.
Son of a bitch. All right, so
my
Rory.
God, it sounded like one. I see that pen.
Yes. Your pen's dead, Mike. That red pen, get that. Throw that out the fucking window.
Throw that.
Please.
Where's Jack? Jack, get in here.
A little bit.
Where are we at now?
So
it's
Ryan's
you,
pick.
It's yours.
Ryan.
I choose. All right, I'm going to go three.
Two. Gotta be one, Eric. Gotta be one.
I could make it four, but I'll go one. What the hell? I'm so far behind.
All right,
behind.
So Eric. Take it away.
Yeah, far behind
What's
at all.
The score here?
It's 1-1-0.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, come on. I got to clutch
Goose
this.
Egg.
Got to clutch it.
Tell me when.
I missed my Mario,
ready.
But.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it Donkey Kong?
Oh, man.
Yo-noid.
Christ. Oh man, I got nothing here. I'm gonna go with Metroid.
Whoopsie daisy.
All right, it's me, too. Rory.
Okay,
you ready?
All right, I'm ready, Governor. Okay, one more time.
What a nice thing.
It's Mega Man.
Wow. Shit. Damn.
Two. Rory, two. Ryan, one. Eric, zero.
Zero.
All right.
That's right.
Rory got a couple softballs. There.
All your bases belong to us.
Yeah. All your bases are belong to us.
All your bases are belong to us.
All right. Where are we at now? Who's up?
I think Rory gets this first.
Rory, what do you want?
Me.
I'm just pleased that we're getting some of these answers.
Yeah. 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 If it's not me, I'm just happy that somebody here knows what the
now,
fuck
Now, I don't know if
on.
This is on there, but I really thought for a second the Mega Man was Battletoads. Just
right,
for, I
right.
thought in my head, I was like, is that the Battletoads song?
Second guessed it.
Okay, anyway, I pulled through. I'm going to bet two times.
Okay.
I'll go three times.
I'm going to go four.
Okay. I'm up first.
Okay.
Okay, one more time. That's Castlevania.
Specific.
But which one is it? One?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Fat fingers, you are correct.
Thank you, Lewis.
Crushing us.
All right. That's another game when you hear that sound and you're like, motherfucker!
Yeah, that's on par with Ninja Gaiden. You know, that's a tough one because the third game, the Death Cry, is the same thing, but it's got a different like tint to it.
Mm.
So that's the first one. Mm. Okay.
All right.
So back to you.
Yeah, I think I'll go with two.
All right, I'm going to go one.
I'll take three.
This will be the fucking hard
Eric, one. You need to get your shit together.
I know, I'm a joke. I'm a laughingstock.
All right,
if you don't get this, you're going to be buying us chicken and watermelon.
Well, what if Ryan gets it? What if Ryan gets it?
Then all right,
Ryan
let's see what happens. It. I only hear it one time.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
All right, one time. Listen up.
That sounds like one of the one of those launch titles. Hold on.
Three seconds.
Bubble Bobble. I'm just going to go with that.
Just go with that. It's the easy stock answer. Fuck. All
right, right now. No.
All right.
What do I get? How many times do I get it? Twice?
I think you said twice.
You get twice.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Legend of Zelda. It's about damn time.
Oh, really?
It's about damn time. If I didn't get that, I would quit the podcast. For real. I really would because it's my favorite fucking NES.
Yeah,
game.
So, yeah,
I would have to quit. I would have to walk away hang up my microphone. You know?
All right. I'm glad you did get that. I was worried.
All right.
Wow.
That's good.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay. We got a Rory at three, and Ryan at one, Eric at one. And we have one, two, three more left.
Okay. This is getting
all right.
Intense.
So this is good. So yeah, you guys can take the lead. You got to sweep. You got to take the lead. Rory's got to miss out.
Ugh.
All right. That's what we need to do here.
Okay. So Ryan, it's your
round first.
All right. I'm going to go 2 seconds.
Well, Okay. Two times.
All right. Two times. Right. Two times. Yeah. What are you going to do?
I'm going to go one. I don't have a choice, Dick. All right.
Good.
I got to do it.
Box to
Chuck, man. Whichever one you, whatever host name you want to be. Chuck,
right,
Dick,
gonna be Art.
Bob.
Ready?
Go for it. Oh, fuck you. Really?
This was the hard one.
Of course.
Is it Bubble Bubble?
There's no way, right? It's some obscure shithole fucking game, isn't it? Is there a theme to this?
Oh, no. No
there's
theme
no
this
theme
time.
This
no.
time
is the NES.
Oh, Kirby. Kirby's Dream Land. I don't know.
Whoopsie daisy.
This is me being a dick.
Yeah, you're
way.
An asshole. Thank you for that. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Right.
I think Ryan's up.
So
right?
I'm up.
Yeah, Ryan is twice.
Contra.
Whoopsie daisy.
Fuck, that sounds
three.
Like Contra.
It did a little, yeah.
Now, if I get this, I win. But even if I don't get it, you can't. You can only tie me.
What the f-
right?
Whatever.
All right.
But it doesn't matter.
Go ahead.
It all
we're
going
to go through
it. Totally matters. Yeah. It totally matters.
I think I'm all the way down.
Yeah, you are.
We're going to listen to all the songs either way.
Okay, you're not going to get it, by the way, but you're ready?
Fucking posterity.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, two more times, please. Okay. Is it Life Force?
Whoopsie daisy.
No soup for you.
All right, so did we all go? We all went.
Yeah.
Man, that sounds like Super. Is it Super C?
No, it's Clue Clue Land.
Clue Clue Land.
What the fuck?
Again with the Clue Clue Land.
What the fuck?
Fuck you, Morimoto!
It's our new Panic restaurant.
Clue Clue Land. Unbelievable.
Clue Clue Land. garbage.
Fuck that game.
What's a clue?
I'm glad someone's amused here.
I am.
You are.
Good. I went out of my way to find it. It took me like 20 minutes.
Wow. All right. My pick.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to do two times.
Oh, you know I got to do one.
Eric's got to do one.
Because Rory knows it. I'm done.
Yeah. All right. Three.
All right. You ready, Eric?
Oh, yeah, sure I am.
Okay. Here we go.
Ooh. Oh, God, I wish I could hear it again.
You only get it once, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a second. I'm thinking. Kid Icarus.
Whoopsie daisy.
All right.
I should have known.
So, Rory.
Mm.
All right, hit it, Brendan. Son of a bitch, I do know this game. Okay, one more time, please. Oh, man, I'm blank.
The sound of Rory slapping his head.
I know that game. Oh, my God.
It's weird when you put them together because, you know, you see the answer and you're like, oh, this is easy. But then you forget, like, you know, you're hearing them out
of
context.
There's so many sounds for so many games.
It's yeah.
Yeah.
I got to pick.
Your brain's racing through, like, every game you fucking play.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, it can't be that. Yeah. It can't be that. It can't be that.
Is it Bayou Billy?
Whoopsie daisy.
Son of a bitch. I know this game, too.
I know. As soon as he says it, I'm going to be like, oh.
All right. I get it three times.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
I know what it is. Shit. I know exactly what it is now. I need to hear it three times.
Oh, it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
Yep.
Mm. The first Turtles game.
Bam. Wow. All right, so I got two. Rory has three. Eric with one.
I have one. I have one.
So you can tie it, okay. But I don't have a tie-breaking.
I could steal. Yeah.
Okay, you
it
can
It don't matter.
Steal.
Then you guys can you guys can play with each other if you both get three.
So this is the last one.
All right.
Next pick.
All right, so is this the final round?
This is it.
This is it. Yeah.
All right, okay. So I can tie here.
You can tie.
Right.
All right, let's get it going.
I put a bin in first for 1 second to try to screw them over.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Once, I'll do two.
Because
I need this.
I got to do three.
Punish me, Mike. Punish me.
This one's weird.
I'm rooting for it.
But
that's
here
great.
We go.
Yeah, I bet you are, Roar. For the first time ever, you're rooting for me. Because your fate depends on it. Go ahead. Oh, come on. What kind of shit sound is that? Is that Contra? Hey!
You got it right?
I got it right.
All right.
Sorry, Rory.
I win by de facto.
Yeah, I know. I should have thrown it.
It
just
looks
so
like
Rory could lose or tie.
So, Rory.
That's it. Rory won.
Rory wins the game.
Rory Son of a bitch.
Congratulations,
we need to. So, Rory, I think.
I think I've won every time.
Well, no, the first.
Wait, what?
You tied.
I know.
What was that?
The last one.
Yeah, we had a tiebreaker last time.
Yeah.
Did I win? I've won every time, I thought.
No.
You know what? No.
We were tied. And then you
got.
I think Ryan won the first thing, didn't he?
No.
That's the theme.
Right.
I think
the
Ryan
theme.
Had more points than him, didn't he?
No, Ryan only got the one.
Yeah,
Super Mario Brothers.
Like the theme, yeah.
And then the first time you won because of fucking ActRaiser.
ActRaiser.
Mm. Two.
Yeah.
So the final score was what?
Rory 3, Ryan 2, right. Eric 2.
Okay. Well, that's better. At least
Listen,
we got them right this time.
That was
the last time.
Intense.
This time was embarrassing.
That was way easier.
Yeah, that was
way
easier.
It was. Yeah.
The only one that nobody got, right?
Yeah,
Cuckoo Land. No, you guys didn't get Punch Out.
Oh, that's true.
Right. Yeah, we didn't get Punch Out.
Yeah, that's an easy one, too. God, how we find
But again, like, it's weird to hear these things out of
context.
Out of context,
right. Well, at least, I don't feel as dumb as last time.
No, last time was brutal.
I mean, that was awful. We missed Excitebike. Excitebike.
I love Excitebike.
That haunts me.
Yeah, because you love Excitebike too, right, Ry?
I like it. Right. I do like it. I've played it a lot. But like I said, when you play the game, you don't see the picture, you know? So,
well, if you saw the picture, you don't automatically know it.
Well, right.
The sound cue. We are a podcast.
Details, you know?
Yeah.
So.
We're ready. Right.
Well, yeah, let's get to the game review.
I'm excited we're doing this one.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah.
And this, of course, is Super Mario Brothers 2.
Same composer.
As who?
That worked on
Star Wars?
Super Mario 1.
Oh, yeah?
The first one.
Star Wars is has the White Album by the Beatles.
Excuse me?
Same guy.
Yeah, same guy
Sounds
who worked
totally
on...
totally different. I mean, it's a whole different feel.
Yep, same guy who did the music for Super Mario 1 did the music for this one. And it's just...
And Backdoor Sluts 9.
Tasty Cake. Right here.
Let's all sing
the cake.
I got to you know what?
Everybody
I'm
makes
telling
a
you.
Cake like a tasty cake.
All right. Well, that is it's pretty damn close. So this game came out in 1988 in Japan. The weird thing is it took 2 years to come to North America.
Well,
and we'll get to that.
Okay, we all know the story, but
we are going to get to that. And Rory, why don't we start off with you? So Rory has a passion for this game that we just don't have.
I have a passion.
Right.
A passion.
A love affair.
A love affair.
With Mario 2 and the Tasty Cake song.
So, a lot...
it gave him anal
Rory,
words.
Take it away.
A lot of people kind of shit on this game. I don't know people that say they outright hate this game, but they consider it to be like the black sheep of the Mario franchise.
It's a goofball game.
And they love to say it is a goofball game, but I'll tell you what. When I hear people say it's my least favorite Mario game, or they say it's, and they have to do it with a real smug accent, okay, or, you know, a condescending, like, tone. It's not really a Mario game. As if that, like, somehow, like, doesn't make it a legitimate good game. That kind of really burns
my
ass.
No, but when the game first came out, you're not.
Oh, does not sound anything like it.
Now play the Mario.
Hang on, let it kick in.
Let it kick in.
Oh, it doesn't really kick in.
No,
it is. All right, go.
Oh, play it.
All right, I don't know.
Not at all.
Not
at all.
Close. You know, one can dream, right?
Holy shit.
Not at all.
All right, I'm glad we have that.
I'm glad we buried that hatchet. Right. Yeah, that's the second time he brought
all
that.
My life.
The third time.
Ever since 1990, I've thought that. And now that thought.
You were probably eating Tasty Cakes while you were playing it back then.
Right.
And you associated
the two. Lead paint chips.
But you got to admit, it's a little close to it. More than like it would be like Stairway to Heaven. Like, no, you got to admit, it's a little close.
Touché. So,
yeah, in the same way that it was as close to Metallica.
Yeah, right.
No, yeah.
You win.
Yeah.
You win.
Okay.
All right. Well, whatever.
You win, are you done, Rory?
Oh, no. So you were saying you have a point of contention with people who...
I have a point of contention with people that shit on this game and don't consider it part of the Mario universe. Now, to me, again, limited to just the NES, okay, the 8-bit Mario games, this, in my opinion, is by far the superior Mario game. By far.
Wait, out of all three of them?
Mario 1, 2, and 3, Mario 2 is by far the best Mario.
Are you saying this for dramatic effect?
Yeah, they are. I'm not saying this for dramatic effect.
I 100% agree that Mario 2 is superior to Mario 3. I do.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know where to begin with. That's like when people say stuff, we all just fell back in our chairs.
You're trolling us. You feel trolled, right?
You know what that's like? That's like when people say stuff like they don't know what they're saying, and it's worse that like they don't know that they don't know. Mm. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't know that he doesn't know.
Right. I think that's what it is.
That's ridiculous. Look,
Here we go. Go ahead.
I'm with you where if someone says that it's not a Mario game, first of all, what's the guy's name who I don't want to butcher his name?
Luigi?
Shigeru? No, the guy who made. Okay, what's Shigeru Miyamoto.
English and Japanese translate, it's not really his name. Like,
he supervised Mario 2. They asked him to. He made the lost levels, what we ended up getting.
Correct.
But he supervised
they made
that.
The sequel to Mario 1, which is the lost levels in America that we got in Super Mario All-Stars.
So he supervised. We all know the Doki Doki Panic thing. So he supervised Doki Doki Panic.
Correct.
And when they came to him.
Which was made for a festival, an electronic festival.
Right.
And it uses like copyrighted sprites from like the JVC Corporation.
Right.
Like
and that. He felt that it was like a Mario game. He thought that it was like a Mario game. So, my point is, when people say that it's not a Mario game, I agree with Rory. It's a Mario game. And you know what?
Especially at this point in time, it is a Mario game.
Sure.
To say that it isn't because they swap sprites that's like basically naive. That's not reality.
Right. But to say that it's superior, if you want to say that it's superior than the first one,
We're going to go into that, but
I don't want to go too far into it because it's not a review on the first Mario game, but that's not a fair point.
It's
because
more dynamic,
because it's the first Mario game. That's unfair to compare those two. To say it's far superior than the third Mario Brothers is outrageous. You're just pulling it out of your ass. You're saying it because you want to be like the popular answer would be like, this is Super Mario 3 is the best game on the NES. Fuck that. It's actually Super Mario Brothers 2. Like, with that claim, because
it feels like you're trying to be contrarian.
Like the popular consensus is that
like what you like.
Super Mario. You're right. You are. But the popular consensus is that the Super Mario Brothers 3 is generally considered the best game on the NES.
Many people consider Mario 3 to be the best Mario game ever made. Period.
Whatever. But let's say it's widely considered that it's one of the best, next to like Legend of Zelda, it's one of the best games on the NES.
It's beloved.
With your logic, you're saying that Super Mario Brothers 2 would be the best game on the NES.
I said it's my, well.
Okay, you're right, not, you're right. All right.
You can't have a wrong
game.
Opinion. You can
right.
have a dumb
no,
right. opinion.
Oh, no. It's okay to have the opinion. Now, just make sure it's the right one.
Why do I feel like this? Perfect. So why do I feel like this? Okay. Uh-huh. Let me start at the beginning. Okay.
Please.
First of
you were
all,
beaten as a child.
The jump.
Yeah.
First anyway. Of all, yes, my mother didn't love me. My father hit me every day, even when I was good, so he didn't get out of practice.
Okay.
Consider the jump between Mario 1 and Mario 2. The reason why...
It's unfair.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Consider... Okay, they're not the same. It's not the same engine. Okay.
Graphically, so, the second one's way superior.
It's way
superior. Way better.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. The reason that we have... the swapped Yume Doki Doki Panic here in America as our Mario 2 and not the lost levels as they do in Japan.
Because they were too, it was too hard.
It was too hard. And the story behind that is actually funny because like apparently Nintendo of America used to like run their games by like one of the guys in their warehouse.
Right.
Like this doofy like American who represented what was going to be sold to American
yeah,
children.
Yeah, he would play
was a guy who worked in a freaking mail room.
Jesus. Yeah, he would play these games and then say like, oh, that's fucking lame.
That's
too
insane.
Hard,
lame. Do you think that like Coke insane. And Pepsi asked like the guy in the mailroom what he thinks about like the new
one guy took the
and
Pepsi
then they
challenge.
Then they make yeah. bil- you know a $1 billion decision? All- well, not a billion for Mario 2, but that type of decision. It's insane.
Is that true?
Yeah. Well,
it is absolutely.
What were we talking about?
Is that real?
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That shows you like Nintendo's always been crazy. You just didn't know about.
I didn't know that. That's okay. That's
it's
new
insane.
To me. That's crazy.
Yeah, he would what get boxes hell? Of games and yeah. then he would play. And then
he
when he saw he opened up a box, he saw Super Mario Brothers 2, yeah. like the Japanese Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yeah.
Popped it in and was like, "Well, this
too hard."
He went to the president of Nintendo of America and said, "It's too hard. I don't think it's going to work out." But I got to say, he was probably correct.
The guy
it
was
is
totally
difficult.
Yeah. They actually
because
made the right choice
they
by
did.
Doing this.
Yeah. And you know, you got to be careful because at that time, when was that? That was probably 87. They're 3 years away from that crash. So you're treading on you're walking on eggshells at that point. You don't want to like deter gamers, you know, by giving them.
Right.
Did you guys ever play the Lost Levels or Super Mario 2 in
Japanese?
Not enjoyable at all.
Yeah, no,
it is brutal. It's just bottomless pits everywhere.
It's
brutal.
Mushrooms would kill you. That's
mushrooms
that kill you. The first time I played it, I was like, I was supposed to grow there, not die. It's fucked up.
It's a brutal game.
And you see why they went to two.
What they did is that
it's awkward.
They asked Nintendo of Japan, like, do you have anything that you can quickly, like, use
paste
to make,
Mario
to
on?
Make more, yeah,
that's,
that you can make a
right.
more friendly
right.
game
that's
to
my
the
problem
West.
With it. Yeah.
And they looked around, all right, and they found this game, Yume Doki Doki Panic, and then they just sprite swapped. They changed some other sprites.
Yeah, there
too.
Were four Arab guys, right? And then
it was an Arab family or
right.
something like that.
Right, which makes sense with the desert theme and the
sure.
pyramids and shit.
And the music.
And the music,
especially
yeah.
the...
There were a couple bad guys
oh, yeah,
that they swapped
yeah.
out, too. Like, they're not all
the shy
the
guys and stuff. They were...
They were already
claw,
in there.
Well, like Claw Grip, is that his name? That wasn't in the Japanese.
Yeah, no,
that wasn't in Doki Doki Panic.
All right. Well,
anyway, my point being, they actually made the right decision by inserting something else. Because, and again, Nintendo had a big thing of this, where every game sequel to a successful starting franchise game was 180 degree different. Like Zelda with Zelda 2, or Castlevania with Castlevania 2.
Mm-hmm. Which ones of those are more popular?
Oh, all the originals are.
Okay.
But again,
for a reason.
Again, this is why the most popular opinion is that Mario 2 is liked but not loved.
Right. Okay. I actually think it's a good game.
Sure.
And I wish they would have left it with the Arab family. It's a good game. It's a bad Mario game for me. And only because I have higher standards for a Mario game. It's just not the same. Taking away the
right,
mechanic
right.
where you
okay.
jump on
I understand.
Things heads and that is like they invented that. Mario invented that and you went and stole that from Mario, the jumping on their heads to kill them thing. It just slowed the game down so much. It didn't have a flow. It's not smooth like the other Marios where you're running through, and if you're that good, you can just keep going and jumping. This, you got to go in a door, you got to get a key, you got to pull up a turnip, and you got to get a medicine to get into another door to get a mushroom. And it's it killed the flow for me. I actually like it as a game, but I think if you're comparing it to Mario, I think it is just the other games
it
are
didn't
superior.
Seem when the first time I ever played it when I was a kid, like when it came out, to me, I thought it was dumb from the get-go. I thought it was stupid. There was no points. I didn't like the fact that there wasn't any points. And time, even though that's annoying.
Love that.
But here's the deal. Mario 1, going from Mario 1 to Mario 2, Mario 1 felt solid. It felt like it felt built well. You know what I mean? Like a well-built car. Mm-hmm. 2 just felt flimsy. A flimsy.
Oh, now this is weird because now I'm actually. Now
it feels rubber.
I can't believe this is about to happen, but I'm actually going to side with Rory. All the stuff that you're complaining about, I actually like. I like one of the great things I thought about the second one was the fact that you could go back.
Exactly. It's the first Mario game that invented actually going to the left. You can actually go backwards in the world.
Okay, well, Mario 1 is one way only. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool. And I mean, like, even though it's a linear game, there's different paths to take.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, just alone in the first level, you can skip, you know, a quarter of the level. Those games are, you know, those aspects alone, I think, make the game. You know, at the time, it was one of my favorite games.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid? Yeah. Right. But, you know, when I played it recently. And during like the second and third level, I wasn't really feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's better than the first Mario Brothers. As a game, I think it's better. I get the idea. I get why the Super Mario Brothers is important.
Mm-hmm.
And
you don't think it was a mistake to have it not kill the enemy jumping on his head, because every single because even Nintendo knew that was a mistake. Every game after it, Mario jumps on their head and he kills them, and the shells were missing and the pipes were missing.
They tried something out.
Yeah,
and for me, I don't think that mechanic fell flat. I didn't mind picking up. I thought it was actually kind of fun picking up enemies and throwing them. Yeah. But I guess the disagreement I have with Rory is that I think it's an unfair assessment to say that it's far superior than the first one, because the first Mario Brothers was
it looks better, you mean?
Well, I mean, the first Mario Brothers is a pioneering game. It's one of the greatest games ever made because of...
It's a pioneering game, but to 2, 2 was a beautiful game. It's much better looking than 3. It's more colorful.
No.
There's more effects going on.
Right,
no. It has water effects. It has wind effects.
Yeah, see,
it has shadows.
You've
light
lost
and dark.
Me there.
It has conveyor belt effect. It has so much more going on with the sprite work.
The gunships look great in Mario 3.
It's, no, they're ugly drab and they're brown and gray. Mario 2 was a beautiful...
Hold on a second. No, I'm going to fucking mute your microphone in a second.
I'll quit this podcast, I swear to God.
Wait, that's ridiculous. Hold on a second. The gunships are drab and gray?
They're all dark wood and metal.
Well, they're gunships.
They're fucking warships! What the fuck colors do you want them to be?
I'm telling you about, like, the pal. Mario 2.
It looks like a warship.
Background is multicolored. Everything is multicolored.
When that warship came down, the first time you played that fucking game and the
I'm
warship came
Mario
down.
I'm not saying Mario 3 is a bad game. What I'm
I know
saying,
you're not, but I think that...
What I'm saying is Mario 2 is a more beautiful color palette. And they use all the colors.
I totally
all the time.
Disagree.
Mario
disagree
2 is also the first game that invented going to
Darn
multiple.
Anywhere near as many colors.
In 2.
There's nowhere near as many colors in 2.
There's
pretty
much green,
you've got to play it again. I'm playing right now.
I just played it.
There's tons of more colors in Mario 2 compared to Mario 1 and Mario 3. You can't compare it to Super Nintendo.
Again, you're.
Super Nintendo. I'm comparing Mario 3 to Mario 2.
You know what? I was on board with you. If you were going to make an assessment to Mario 1, I get where you're coming from. I think it's unfair, but I get where you're coming from. But to make these claims about the third one, I think you're out of your mind.
No. I'm telling you.
Yes.
You got to play it again.
I've been playing it all week.
A lot of people have this like rosy-colored nostalgia to 3. And they overlook the flaws in 3, okay? And they automatically assume because 2 was a sprite swap of a different game that it doesn't count.
No, because you know what? I'm not overlooking that stuff.
I feel like
I like two. I like two a lot. Okay. I don't know that it holds up that well. Like I said, I was getting bored with it during the second and third levels, but three just for me, other than not having a save option, three got everything right on the NES. If you want to play an NES game, play Super Mario Bros. 3. It's absolutely the most gorgeous game on the NES.
Two has the same thing with the warps. All of them have warps.
Fuck the warps. I'm not talking about the warps. I'm just talking about the actual gameplay. Like, the jump mechanic is better.
But the warps are to get around the lack of a save state.
Oh, well, whatever. Fine. Well, but I mean, like, if they had a save state where you could, like, for instance, like Zelda or something like that, where you could save your progress. In other words, like, yeah, you're right. You have the warps, but the problem with the warps is if you get a game over, you lose all the weapons that you had. Where if you're playing Zelda and you die and you make the save state, you got everything. That's a problem in the third one. You lose your P-Wings and your fire flowers
or
whatever.
Inventory. Yeah, hey, right. You didn't have the fireballs.
Right. That kind of sucked. So that's like the one problem
I
have.
The need to make weapons on the fly out of the enemies or the root vegetables all over, that makes up for not having suits. You don't need suits because now you have a defense stock all the time. It also was one of the first games to invent multiple characters. So you can play as the princess, you can play as Luigi, you can play as Toad. Again, because the real game in Japan, the Yume Doki Doki Panic, used four different characters with varying abilities. Mm. It's also the first game that made a definitive distinction between Mario and Luigi were not just being color swaps. They actually have individual sprites with individual abilities. This is the game where they decided Luigi is taller, Luigi jumps higher, and he's also a little slower.
Oh, his leg kick is so annoying.
Luigi's the worst character in the game. I love Luigi, but he's the worst character in the game.
I didn't have a problem with Luigi until that game. I'm like,
Toad is my favorite.
Really?
He doesn't wear an undershirt.
Toad is good in the desert levels.
No undergarments?
Doesn't he dig faster, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So,
again, though, you're saying things that I agree with.
I'm talking about
with
things that are making the game a richer experience.
Right, and I agree with you. Where I disagree with you is saying that it's a far superior game.
It is
game
also
than
the first
one.
Mario game that invented multiple worlds that are completely different. You have the desert world, you have the grassland world, you have inside pyramids, you have sand levels, you have sky levels. You have platforming in the sky, which was one of like the most popular things about Mario 3 on the fifth level.
Yeah.
You have all these things were tropes that were maybe not necessarily invented for Mario, but they've been co-opted by Mario.
Did Mario 2 do those things better than Mario 3? I think not, no.
Because if you go by that logic, then Mega Man, the first Mega Man, should be a fucking amazing game because it was one of the first games that allowed you to pick your levels, and it's not.
But okay,
like the mechanic is great; it's fine. It's fun to pick your own level.
Mega Man 1 and 2, there isn't the same level of jump between Mega Man 1 and Mega Man 2 than Mario 1 and then Mario 2, which again is not really at the beginning of
Mario.
I don't
necessarily disagree with you about the jump between Mario 1 and Mario 2. Again, I think it's unfair. Because Mario 1 is a pioneering game.
Sure.
So I don't think it's really that fair to like put them up against each other.
I have more fun with that. I always do fun factor. That's why you can't take a game from one generation and compare it to the other. I always say the only way to compare any of these games is by how fun they are. And to me, the first Mario is just way more fun. It's smoother. You get through the level. You know, you're jumping on heads.
There's a rhythm.
The shells.
There's a rhythm to it.
It just feels like
Mario. I cannot
Mario.
Play the first Mario. I'd rather die.
Okay.
I can't play.
Yeah. I can understand
cannot
that.
Cannot play.
I can understand that. It's just all the mechanics about
but
it.
But see,
like
I
Mario
can't.
Me.
Like,
Mario 2 doesn't have any of that for me.
To say that you like hate it. Like,
I don't think it's a bad game, though.
What?
It's Mario 2.
No, I don't think it's bad.
Oh, no. I don't think any of these games are bad. I think
compared
they're all
to other Marios, it's not as good.
I think they're all like, I think that, like you said a couple podcasts ago that, you know, Mario games are like Pink Floyd albums.
Sure.
And you're absolutely right. You know, probably the most similar ones are 3 and Mario World. You know, but then after that, I mean, Super Mario 64 is fucking different as shit. I mean, I'm getting off
a template where they all started copying them again and again and again.
Right, but I mean, from if we're doing Pink Floyd, I mean, 1 is like Piper at the Gates of Dawn. And 2 would be like fucking Dark Side of the Moon. And 3 would be like The Wall. Or something like that. I don't know. It's kind of a weird.
Make it Uma Guma.
Wait.
Number 2 is Uma Guma.
No, I can't do that because Uma Guma is a little brutal.
Uma Guma.
But anyway.
So is Mario.
Piper at the Gates of Dawn. Mm-hmm.
We're getting a little, we're getting a little ahead of here.
Right,
we're getting a little ahead of here. But wait, I'm going to go through with this. But if you've listened to Pink Floyd and you know what I'm, Piper at the Gates of Dawn is what it is. It's their first album. It's good, fine, whatever. But then Dark Side of the Moon comes around, great album. And then they've crafted it. And that's what the Mario games are like. Like the first one is, you know, they've taken fucking Pitfall.
Okay.
Pretty much. And just like giving you a projectile.
The point is
better jumping mechanics.
They have violated what you wanted in a Mario game. And in my opinion,
wait,
they have given me in Mario 2 what I felt was missing from the Mario game.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Yeah, they turned what Mario was in one.
That was a big one. So it's like, yeah, we got that.
But not only that,
no time limit too. I like that they didn't have a time limit.
It's the first Mario game that invents boss fights in the true sense, not like jumping over Bowser throws axes for some fucking reason.
You're right.
Okay?
Hammers.
Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. Okay, it's retarded, and he looks like a cow.
Why does Donkey Kong roll barrels? Who cares? It's not supposed to make sense.
We're not talking about gorillas here.
Anymore, Oh, I forgot. Okay. Bowser's are a different thing.
My point is that they invented multiple boss fights for this game, and a lot of these characters in the game, although, they originally weren't made for the Mario universe, have become canon, and they're used in other ones. The Birdos, for example, are used in other Marios. The Ba-Bombs are in all the Marios now. The Shy Guys are in numerous Marios, including, like, the spinoffs, like the, like the Mario Parties, okay? Or, like, the Mario Karts. These people were not made for this game, but now they're not made for the universe, but now they are. And at this point, you can't argue that they're not part of the canon of the Mario universe.
I'm not.
Again, my point is, the common opinion of Mario 2 is that it's the black sheep and it doesn't count.
Well, it doesn't even follow the storyline.
See, I don't think
that's true, too.
I don't think it's
all a dream.
Part of
the problem.
The end is all
a
dream.
Point.
Okay.
That's
it feels lazy.
Yeah.
It feels really lazy.
Like there's no fucking point to the game.
It feels like they didn't have a proper Mario game.
Right.
And they took another game that was fun to play and they slapped Mario on it and they called it Mario 2.
Let me ask, that's bad.
Let me ask you a serious question.
It's still a good game, but it isn't as far as compared to other Marios.
Go
I don't
back
find
in
it
time.
Great.
You're a kid. Okay. Go back to the 80s. You're a kid.
Okay.
When you didn't know.
You got the Lost Levels and it said Mario Brothers 2 on it. So you didn't get, there's no such thing as Super Mario Brothers USA, which was marketed eventually and released in Japan as Super Mario Brothers 2 USA.
Correct. True. And it was one of the best-selling games on the Famicom disc.
Let's back up. So you get the Lost Levels as a kid, as marketed as Mario 2.
They didn't have a Mario game. I know what you're going to say.
Did did you like Mario 2 USA more?
I liked Mario 2 USA better.
Podcast over. Turn it off.
No. That doesn't make it a good Mario game. The other one was too fucking hard.
Okay, you want a piece of me? Right.
Yeah.
My point is, what I want in a Mario game wasn't introduced until 2. And they never will make it again.
What did you guys feel like when 3 came out? It was a mistake.
You're all mistakes.
I don't know how you guys felt when 3 came out. When 3 came out, I felt like we're back playing the game again. Like
Ryan,
we're back
exactly
in town
how
now.
I felt.
You know what I mean?
I didn't get it for a while.
But they
I didn't even ask
and they
for
co-opted
for a
the
okay.
shit
Shoe
from 2
for me.
To put it
when you saw it on the Wizard. When you saw it on the movie The Wizard.
It wasn't the same.
Wow, I got to be honest. See, I didn't know any better. When I was a kid and I was used to Super Mario Brothers, and then the second one came out, it was just, okay, this is what it is. I played it. I fucking loved it. It was one of the first games I've ever beat.
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
I didn't mind the ending that it was a dream. I thought the music was really cool as the credits scrolled and he was sleeping. And then Mario 3 came out, and it was just, you know, I didn't think like, oh, this game is way better than 2. I just thought that this game is fucking awesome, and I want to play it. Like, I played Mario 3 fucking every day for like a year.
Yeah, it was awesome.
When 3 came out, it actually probably made me dislike 2 more.
Yeah, see, that didn't happen with me.
It was almost like that was a mistake, and
Nintendo realized that game was a mistake.
Yeah, they got back on the road again.
Yeah,
right,
they moved
right.
on to what Mario, the original Mario did.
And I don't think it's fair if people say also that it's the black sheep of the Mario trilogy on the NES. I don't think that's a fair statement either, because it's not like, it's not like Simon's Quest. You know, Simon's Quest is not really a good game. There's like flaws in the game. Mm-hmm. Super Mario 2, there's not really flaws in the game. You can get through it. You can have a great time with it and everything like that. Simon's Quest, you need a fucking guide to get through it. That's an issue. And to have kids do that.
Well,
Simon's Quest
is definitely broken in a lot of areas.
I don't want to say that it's broken. It's just cryptic. But my point is that you have Castlevania 1, Simon's Quest, and Castlevania 3. Well, yeah, Simon's Quest sticks out like a sore fucking thumb. But I don't think Super Mario 2 really does.
I think you're like in the minority. Most people will agree when I tell you that they think it's the best.
Yeah, no, I know, I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's saying
they don't talk about it.
Right. It's sandwiched in between a groundbreaking game and a phenomenal game.
And between two groundbreaking games. It really is.
Basically,
it's almost
right.
not fair.
So,
it didn't do anything special.
Yeah. But I don't think Mario 2
is a groundbreaking game. Wait, and it was the first groundbreaking game.
You don't think it's groundbreaking?
I think Mario 2 is the groundbreaking game.
For certain things. It's almost like it's experimental. It was like the farm system for Mario.
No, they didn't even experiment.
We're going to try new shit out in here.
Yeah.
We'll go backwards.
But
we can
dig
down.
They didn't have a plan. It
was not originally
a Mario game. They panicked, and they said, we need to throw Mario on something because Mario's popular. We need to release a Mario game now. What's the best game we have in development right now we can smack Mario on?
Yeah.
And that's what they did.
I mean, it should be known that, you know, Miyamoto was a part of Doki Doki Panic.
Yeah.
So to not call it a Mario game, I think, is also
unfair.
It's still
one of his creations, and it reeks of him. And it's even with – I've played a Doki Doki Panic, and again, it's very similar. There are a couple of sprites that are different. Like,
is the music the same?
Instead of like –
Yes,
it is.
Well, except when you go into the – what is it called? X-World?
Yeah, when you
that's
go,
different.
Instead of having
you
have magic lamps instead of like the potion, vials, yeah, the potion
okay.
vials, and like so the masks have that. Different. Like the masks are like these copyrighted things from that festival, the JVC right. festival,
and the I think the roots. They're not the roots, but like the
turnips.
The things they sway in the wind.
Oh yeah,
they don't. Yeah. They're just like stationary
trees.
Okay,
not the trees. I don't know what you would. What the
high grass,
the shrubbery.
The shrubbery.
A shrubbery.
So, all in all,
yeah, this was. I could actually keep talking about this, but we've really gone
running out
a long
time.
I can't convince you, and you're not going to convince me.
Right, fair.
We're at an impasse.
I could disagree with someone's opinion. I could never fault them for having it.
Right.
This is like being
Republican or Democrat.
Exactly.
Really.
I don't think it's a bad game. It's just not the best
change.
Out of the three.
Agree.
You know what I mean?
Agree.
So,
and I'm with you. I'm with you. I think it's a great game. The only disagreement I have with Rory is that it's far superior than basically 3. I don't think it's far superior than 3, and I don't think it's fair to put it up against 1.
Yeah.
So that's my only thing with what he's saying. But I totally agree with everything he says when it comes to the gameplay. The way that it looks,
mm-hmm.
It is a better game. It is a better game.
One is a more enjoyable experience all around for me.
It's a
more enjoyable experience than 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I'm afraid your princess isn't in the cast.
That's correct. She
3. I'm still amazed that 3 was actually on the NES.
It looks like a pretty large game. It looks like a poor man's Super Nintendo.
No, it's dull. There's no colors to it. It's all brown and black. Remember, Ryan?
No.
Looks like game
I said the ship.
I said the ship.
Oh, okay. Because the whole rest of the level doesn't count.
Oh, the one thing about Super Mario 2, real quick, that always freaked the fuck out of me was the when you steal the key and then the sun takes
the
follow you.
The Phantom.
They're creepy,
it's
man.
It's tough, man.
You mean the masks?
Yeah, the masks.
Yeah. You know you can throw the key and they won't follow you.
Yeah, I know. You can just put the key down.
This was kind of a weird review.
It was.
Why
weird
is that?
Review.
It was more like a debate.
It was more like a debate.
It was. Who feels better about themselves and who feels worse?
Oh, I'm amazing.
I'm unchanged in
I feel
every
good.
Way.
I feel good.
If I'm going to play a Mario game, I'm going to play Mario 2.
I did play a lot of Mario 2 this week and I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, I had fun with it.
You know.
Would you say it was a fuck ton?
I would not call it a metric fuck ton of fun, no.
Metric fuck ton.
I would not describe it as that.
All right. Well, that about wraps it up. You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This, and email us at EmulateThis@Outlook.com.
And we love to hear Twitter comments.
Indeed.
So, don't be shy.
Hit us up.
That's right.
And reviews on iTunes. That's cool,
yes.
too. Thank you for people who have posted at this point.
We appreciate it.
Cheers.
See you.